The storm broke over the house. Rain fell in dark diagonals across the summer lawn. An abrupt wind bent willow trees, tore sumac, shook elms. The storm center was now so near that the flash of lightning and the sound of thunder almost coincided, ending darkness, shattering stillness. At rapid intervals, spears and tridents and serpents' tongues of blue fire showed trees bending, rain falling, and the black rush of the river at the foot of the hill on which the house stood. Peter Sanford took cover beneath an elm and wondered what the odds were of being hit by lightning. Excellent, he decided, as three snakes of fire intertwined, vanished among the trees at the far end of the lawn, and a heartbeat later, thunder sounded. Too late, he clapped hands to ears. His head rang painfully from the sound. Then the wind shifted. Rain splattered his face. He pressed hard against the bole of the tree and through narrowed eyes watched the mock Georgian facade of the house appear and disappear in rapid flashes like an old movie print, jerky and overexposed.